politicians have tried to do. They're saying, look, this is unrighteous, this is wrong, and we must focus on these people to remove them from office, obviously not by the point of a gun, but by election. We put our focus on them, we put a bullseye on them so that they can be, we can bring all of our electioneering efforts to bear to remove them from office under the democratic sphere of our government. Peacefully. But in order to accomplish ultimate peace, sometimes you have to wage war. Isn't that exactly what the Word of God does? Remember, it's called the Word of God. The Word of God. It's called the sword of the Spirit. It divides even the thoughts and the intents of our hearts, and that's why so many people hate it when it's preached in such a way that it divides the thoughts and the intents of their hearts. It discerns them, and they don't want to be discerned. Therefore, they say they have to direct it to the messenger, you see. If they want to shut you up, they've got to accuse you of being mean, ugly, cheap, and stupid or something. They have to name call. They have to try to alienate you. They have to marginalize you. And that's exactly, my friend, what is happening politically in our country. Efforts to marginalize those who disagree, to shut them up so that they have no legitimacy to speak. To label them, which becomes a libel, and then ultimately to try to criminalize their conversation. Be very wary about this, because we're about to lose our freedoms. But the best way to preserve our freedom is to speak as a true believer, to let our speech be yea, yea, and nay, nay, to say what we mean, to mean what we say, to speak the truth in love insofar as we can. It would make a huge difference, wouldn't it? Now, remember Jesus. We don't think of Jesus this way, and very few pastors will ever preach from Matthew chapter 23. But Jesus, it's all in red, Matthew 23, the whole chapter. That means they're Jesus' words. Starting in verse 13, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You don't go in yourselves, neither do you allow them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. You're going to receive a greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more a child of hell than yourselves." Woo-hoo-hoo! You talk about tough talk for troubled times. Friends, this goes on for almost a whole page in my Bible. "You blind Pharisees, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whited sepulchers. Full, you appear beautiful outwardly, but are full of dead men's bones. You outwardly appear righteous unto men, but inward you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." My dear friends, that's Jesus, the Lord of the church, who never sinned. Why could he get by with saying such blistering things? You say, that doesn't sound much like speaking the truth in love. Sometimes, friends, if you love people enough, you've got to speak the truth in such a way that it has maximum ability to pierce the armor of their hardened hearts. Now, that's an overview of this subject. We could talk about much more at application of our words in our own lives, because even the book of Proverbs talks about our words and how they can be medicine to our own flesh. I urge you, you may not be a politician, but I urge you to begin to take seriously your own words. For remember, by our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. God bless you, be a blessing, and pray for this nation of ours. We are in deep trouble.
been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of
the New World Order. The globalists both agree and want to destroy nation states, want to destroy families, don't believe in God. They believe in that this will be a great partnership between the multinationals and the socialists in which the government will take care of people. Well, yeah. That's destructive to freedom, and it's not going to work. It's never worked.
So on the flip side then, how's the North American Union doing? And I say that with tongue-in-cheek as I ask you that question.
Well, I mean, the North American Union is continuing, but more underground. It's sort of...
For spacious skies, for amber waves of...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I'd very much like to hear from you, like to know what you're thinking about various issues, whatever you'd like to talk about, we can talk about. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal. Now, basically, most people think that the Wall Street Journal is conservative and the New York Times, the Washington Post are liberal. Well, they really are both branches of the same movement. The Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and, of course, they pretend to be conservative, but they're really not. In fact, they're really globalist, and there's a fascinating article there about this idea that we should be concerned because China has this massive trade deficit with the United States. It's running in the neighborhood of a pretty close, not quite a half, maybe a $450 billion a year, that we have a trade deficit. Now that's not all with China, but we have a trade deficit of about $450 billion, almost a half a trillion dollars a year, and that means, of course, that foreign countries then can come in and buy up our products, and they can come in and, well, a Brazilian firm came in and bought up Anheuser-Busch, and they bought up Burger King, and they were going to buy up Sara Lee. That fell through, but their Westinghouse is a Chinese corporation. Probably about 30-35% of our major businesses here are foreign-owned. Now, it never used to be like that. But you see, there's basically an organized effort to transfer America's wealth to other nations. And we hear, well, you know, those jobs are going to come back again. It'll be 2 years, 3 years. Ben Bernanke said, oh, it'll be 5 years before we get the unemployment up. And he's simply lying to you. He knows that the jobs aren't coming back because they've been sent overseas along with our manufacturing. They're not coming back. But there's this wonderful editorial on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. It's called $6.50 Trade War, $6.50 Trade War. And it's talking about the manufacture of the iPhone. And, of course, the iPhone, basically, it costs about $78.96 to actually manufacture the iPhone. That's what it costs, $176.96, of which $6.50 is the assembly, and that's done in China. Now, of course, a lot of the other products are made in China, but they sort of play that down. We don't know where all the other products are made. There are some of them are made in South Korea, and some of them be made in other countries, but it only costs $6.50 to assemble the iPhone in China, and we're upset about that. You know, it's of course, we credit the Chinese with the the full cost of that, you know, of $1 billion last year, $2 billion a deficit the year before that. But it's really not the iPhone at all, you know. It only costs $6.50 to assemble them there. And it has this long harangue, all sorts of details and information, totally irrelevant. And why is it this significant? Because they set up a straw man and then they knock down a straw man. We have globalism. Globalism has sent our jobs overseas to many countries, and China is one of the biggest recipients of American largesse. But they want to try to minimize it. Oh, my goodness, only $6.50. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply talking about what's going on and this whole idea of globalization and how you play down globalization. And certainly China is not the problem. Well, China is the problem, because if you read the plans of the elitists, and we certainly get them from Council on Foreign Relations publications and certainly watching and reading what the members of the Trilateral Commission say, and then there have been various reports that have come out of the government think tanks, and they will tell you that China is going to become the dominant force in the world within the next 20 years, and America will go back down to a second world nation, or maybe even a third world nation. This is the master plan, but they cannot tell the American people that. I mean, because, of course, it's very, very simple to counter this whole thing simply by putting up tariffs. But then if you suggest that, you immediately are accused of being a protectionist. Oh, you're a protectionist. And, oh, you believe there's a conspiracy. And, well, I do believe that there is a conspiracy to destroy the industrial base of America. And I believe that there is a... We need to protect our industries and protect our economy, because, you see, we don't need the rest of the world. Yes, trade is fine, and we have profited from trade in the past, but we are not profiting from trade at the present time. We are losing, and we are progressively losing money because of trade. And we have massive deficits year after year after year. At one time, America was the greatest creditor nation in the world, and nations throughout the world borrowed money from us. Today, we are the greatest debtor nation in the world. And, of course, we owe more money than any other nation in the world ever has throughout all of history. And you can't continue living indefinitely on borrowed money. And we're actually we're going behind, certainly, well, I think about $3 trillion will be probably the deficit this year. It's going to be higher than it had been anticipated. We have a national debt of over $14 trillion at the present time. And the gross domestic product of our nation, that's all the buying and selling, all the financial activities, all the manufacturing in the United States, that's gross domestic product. The gross domestic product at the present time is $14.5 trillion. And our national debt, as I speak, is over $14 trillion. Or if not as I speak, within the next few weeks, it'll be over $14 trillion. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's Open Line Wednesday. And we're just talking about the massive debts that we have. And, of course, as you run your debts up, and right now, we can go ahead and we can pay off our interest, you know, well, I think maybe $300 or $400 billion a year. But as the interest rates go up and up, and up, why, pretty soon, why, you're putting out all the money that comes into the federal government, goes out to pay interest on your debt. And at that point, the whole system collapses. And there really are people who want to destroy America. Until you understand that, you can't understand anything going on. But the loyalty of these people like David Rockefeller and the Trilateralists is not to America. In fact, if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs on page 405, he talks about really how everybody's so critical of him and his organizations. But basically, you know, look what's happened in other countries throughout the world. And he says, you know, if it had not been for our intervention, why, the living standards would have not have gone up throughout the rest of the world. And he is absolutely right. The living standards have gone up in China and Malaysia and Vietnam and Cambodia and India because of the intervention, because of the globalist programs. But, of course, what nobody wants to mention is the fact that the lowering of the living standards here and the crisis that we're witnessing is directly attributable to these globalist policies. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We could talk about Gabriella Giffords or whatever you'd like. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Finn. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What would you like to talk about?
I just wanted to just share with you. I don't know if you did. You see President Obama on
No, I didn't. My son told me about it, and he said he thought he gave a magnificent presentation, and Eric Holder did very well as well.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, and that's what I was just calling for. I mean, you know, you sit there, and I mean, they're talking about God. They're quoting scripture from the Bible. They're talking about the church, and they speak of it in such a fashion where. You know, they say it in such a way that, like, they cherish that, our Christian heritage. And you know, I've studied the stuff that you talk about for a long time, and I firmly believe in most everything that you say. But, you know, after watching that speech tonight, I really had to question myself and ask myself, you know, maybe I'm being too hard on them. I mean, maybe I'm just being judgmental.
I know. And I think you're being very observant. I think that this is political theater. They knew what the American people want to say. Remember, of course, when Barack Obama, I think it was to, he went to one of the major universities, I think it was to Notre Dame, it was certainly one of the Catholic universities, and he insisted
and
they cover up the cross on the, behind him on the podium. No, Barack Obama certainly will say what you want to hear. Remember how he was going to get our troops out of the Middle East, and you know, and how he was going to have transparency in government, and we were going to have, you know, we were not going to continue the Bush policies. It was going to change. Well, it's changed for the worse. We even have more of the Bush policies. It's political theater. They have speechwriters, Joe. They know how to raise questions in your mind, and you say, gee, it was touching. It was well done. And it was, apparently, I didn't see it, but it was very well orchestrated. Why did Barack Obama go all the way to Arizona along with Eric Holder to give a talk? Do you know why? You never want to miss a photo op. And unfortunately, this is what it's really all about. It's how do you get the suckers to go along? And basically, they create an image in your mind. But, you know, did Barack Obama suggest maybe we needed to get back to biblical values and teach, maybe even get the Ten Commandments up in our schoolrooms, tell our young people that thou shalt not kill, try to give them moral values, try to bring God back into government and God back into our schools? I bet he didn't suggest that.
No, he didn't. But, you know, it is just as you say, and that's what I concluded. I mean, these politicians are just experts at feeding their audience. They know who their audience is, and they feed them. But what I was going to say was that, you know, after watching that, and I was truly questioning myself, maybe I'm being too harsh, and I'm being too judgmental. Well, wouldn't you know it, when that program's over, the very next program is some sitcom with two homosexuals walking down the street with their child in a stroller, talking in their homosexual fashion, and it's just, you know, all of a sudden it comes right back to you, you know. If they really believed in what they said, then why is this stuff going on our television? You know, it's just unbelievable.
Well, what they want to do, of course, is get you confused, and they know how to manipulate our minds. Remember, Barack Obama does not write his speeches. They are put together by the people who control him. He was put in power by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, I don't know if you noticed, but he has actually appointed a new chief of staff to take Rahm Emanuel's place, a man named William Daley. Where did he come from? J.P. Morgan Sachs. He had a man who's going to replace Lawrence Summers, who was resigning as the chief economic advisor. And where did that guy come from? Goldman Sachs. So basically, William, pardon me, Daly came from J.P. Morgan Chase, and the other guy came from Goldman Sachs. Certainly, Obama is in the pocket of the banking industry, just like George W. Bush was, just like Bill Clinton. You know, after Bill Clinton left office, he was really in real bad straits because of the lawsuits against him. And Sidney, remember that one woman who made the charges of rape? He was never... And he ended up giving her $1 million, and he had to come up with that money. But don't you worry. Since he left office, the Clinton Foundation has received almost $500 million. Last time I checked, it was about $480 or $490 million. That's for services rendered. This is how the game's really played. In fact, he got more money personally for his memoirs than the Pope did. Now, the Pope's got 1.25 billion followers, but he got $8 billion for his book. Bill Clinton got $10 billion for his book.
It's a payoff.
This is how the system works.
I know. It's just, you know, I know what you're saying, but you just see it. And I can understand why those people who don't believe in what we believe in can be so misled, because it's even somebody who, you know, like myself, who's been researching it for a long time, you're allured to some degree, you know. It's just amazing.
Well, as you see, what we'd like to believe that these people are really deeply, deeply moved by the tragedy, and it is a terrible tragedy, and certainly it's an unfortunate situation, and certainly I think they hope everybody is praying for Gabriella Giffords, you know, and certainly we can only hope that she'll make a recovery and will not be too badly incapacitated. But they are going to utilize this, and of course the president fly down there, you know. Why? Because our attention is focused on it, and he will be the chief speaker, and everybody will be watching. That's what it's all about. It's when you understand political theater, what a wonderful photo op.
That's a great term, Dr. Stan, political theater. Did you create that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's right. In fact, I keep trying to come up with these thoughts so the people will really... They are experts at coming up with phrases all the time. I saw a great phrase just the other day. In fact, I got it from the book on the Project Censor for 2011. And they talked about the military-industrial media complex. Now, the military-industrial complex was a phrase that was used by Dwight David Eisenhower, but they put on media, and they sort of, to bring in the whole idea of the military-industrial complex is manipulating the media, which they are. And whether you call them the military-industrial complex, as certainly Dwight Eisenhower did, or the Iron Triangle, as Reagan talked about the Iron Triangle when he was leaving office, and certainly Jack Kennedy gave a speech on the secret societies, and you go back, and Woodrow Wilson, he was talking back in 1912 about this group that was out there that was so watchful, so so organized, so subtle, so... interconnected, so pervasive, so complete, you know, that you certainly dare not speak about it above your breath, would you dare to speak of it. These things are real. These are not imaginary. These are things that comes from his book, The New Freedom, and you can still get that up on the Internet, used copies. There is this force out there, but most of the people who've talked about it have never got into the spiritual force that is energizing this movement.
When you talk about like a guy like Woodrow Wilson, for example, I mean, my understanding is that he went along with the establishment, but yet you hear some of his quotes, a quote such as when he said in 1913 regarding the Federal Reserve System, he said, "I have unwittingly ruined my country." And, you know...
Well, basically, you have to understand that Woodrow Wilson was under the control of Edward Mandel House. I mean, House controlled Wilson. Here was a man who had never been elected to any position, Edward Mandel House. He was never passed on by the Senate, but he made the major decisions to bring us into the war, how the war would be fought, how it would be progressed, and it was because he had supernatural power. He had the ability to control men's minds. And then, of course, you know, 20 years later, why, of course, he was there with FDR, and he was there with FDR right up until, well, until about 1936 or so, about the time he died. But, I mean, there are these people, there's always a handler behind literally everybody in major office, and you have the handler for, certainly for Franklin Delano Roosevelt was... the name is escaped me, but there was a gentleman who actually, Harry Hopkins. Harry Hopkins lived in the White House, and he was a handler. Certainly, Sherman Adams was the handler for Dwight David Eisenhower. I haven't quite figured out who Obama's handler is at the present time. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'm going to have to let you go, but
okay.
Thanks very much for calling, Joe. And don't feel bad. Just keep watching and telling others.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
I've got two questions. The first question is, what do you think about the fact that this guy down in Arizona, his...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Jeffrey's lawyer was the same one Timothy McVeigh had, and for some reason the name does seem to be the same. Maybe he was on the staff working on the Timothy McVeigh the defense, but I don't think he was the lead attorney. Anyway, we will check that out, John. I think it's something worth noting, and I noted it as well, and you just have this uneasy feeling there's something here we don't understand, but go right ahead.
Okay, I got another question. This one's completely on a change of subject. What is your take between Planet X, that they refer to as Planet X or Nibiru, this one that's supposedly supposed to cross through our solar system sometime soon, and all the biblical prophecy?
Well, you know, I'm going to be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said he had no comment. I've heard about it. And I haven't analyzed it, and I really haven't thought it through yet. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, what I've seen some videos on YouTube and heard some different programs and have gone to some different websites, and what I get out of it is that in 1983, NASA started tracking this, and that then there was even a report in U.S. News on it shortly after that. There's something else that came out in the early 90s, and then after that it was quiet, that the infrared telescope that they put in down at the South Pole, its main purpose is to track this planet. Now, supposedly this planet does a pass. All of our planets are on the same plane, you might say, as they travel around the sun counterclockwise, whereas this planet cuts through at approximately a 30-degree angle, and that it comes into our solar system from our vantage point from behind the sun, and then it'll exit between us and the sun. And this happens a little over every 3,000 years, and as a result of this, you might say, trauma on the planet, you have a lot of plate shifting. You'll have, as a result of the plate shifting, you'll have tsunamis, earthquakes, this type of thing, that in the past it was responsible for what we see in terms of, you know, like how the Atlantic Ocean widens, whereas the Pacific narrows, the way the plates, one goes under another, and another place where there's rifts where they pull apart. And that this, you can, there's a couple of satellites up there, SOHO satellites, and they've been tracking it. You can go, NASA downloads this data, supposedly like 36 images a day, and then sometime in November they only downloaded a fraction of that number, and then there was no images downloaded for a period, and then they started downloading again. So why aren't they in full disclosure? That some seem to think that the main purpose of the whole continuity of government and the underground stuff underneath Denver Airport, all that is mainly when this Planet X passes through and all hell breaks loose. They're anticipating, just because of that incident alone, two-thirds of the population on the planet will die, and they get that figure because of the tsunamis and the coastlines and the number of people that live in coastal areas and how they'll be affected. And then there's the resulting trauma afterwards in terms of getting food and you know, just survival. So it's like this major incident. And what it sounds like, if there's any truth in any of this stuff, what it sounds like is the closest description of a tribulation that I could even imagine.
Well, it may, you may be, but I got a feeling they're trying to scare us all the time. Oh, you know, there's aliens from outer space, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to do us all in. And of course, you know, I don't believe there are aliens from outer space. I believe the UFOs are real, but I believe the demonic manifestations. I think that they wanted to focus our attention on this and other feigned dangers, whereas we don't see the real danger. And that real danger, I fear, is a planned Third World War. I think that that's why they have their underground bunkers there. They know it's coming. And they, isn't it interesting? They prepared for the survival of the elite, but not for us common people. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Okay, well, thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and it's Open Line Wednesday, and give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, there seems to be a little confusion as to who the attorney is, who is actually going to be defending the Arizona shooter, Jeffrey. And basically, it's a woman named Judith Clark. And Judy Clark was the attorney not for Timothy McVeigh. That was, of course, Stephen Jones. This is Judy Clark was the attorney for the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Now, that to me has a great deal of significance because basically, of course, she was actually defended Kaczynski. And you remember he was sending bombs to people all across the country. And well, during the course of the trial, she kept suppressed the most important part of what Kaczynski was all about. So basically, let's just briefly mention that when we have these killers, supposed killers, Lee Harvey Oswald had a handler. His name was George de Morenschild. He was CIA. I mean, certainly all of the evidence suggests that Lee Harvey Oswald was a CIA and an FBI asset. He worked for both of them. We've talked to Mr. Swearingen, who wrote a book, To Kill a President. He was 25 years in the FBI, and he's quite openly the fact that suddenly he had, a year before the assassination of John Kennedy, he was told that this was going to be a CIA operation. He didn't believe it. He wanted to report it. He was told not to report it and specifically ordered not to report it. But certainly Lee Harvey Oswald had a handler. And then, of course, we know, for instance, that that this is a very, very common situation. There's always a handler there that working behind the scenes. You remember the story of the underwear bomber, and there was a lawyer who was at the airport in Amsterdam where the underwear bomber got on the plane, and he described this older man, very well dressed, and the underwear bomber didn't have either a visa or a passport, and he was somehow allowed to get on the plane, and he told this story to the FBI, and because nothing was ever done about this, nothing never followed through about this, it was almost as if, well, they knew about it, but it had no significance. And it would make a great deal of significance, especially because the underwear bomber, this was obviously staged. Why was it staged? Well, because they wanted to be able to bring in these CAT scanners, and basically they were just sitting in the warehouses waiting for an excuse. And of course, the young man, tragic young man, obviously was not thinking very clearly. I mean, he was going to blow himself up. But it was never designed, the bomb he had was never designed to explode. Because, of course, you cannot set off plastic explosives without a blasting cap. So, you know, he lights himself on fire and he gets some third-degree burns. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison because they gave him a bomb that wouldn't work. The same thing was true with the shoe bomber, Richard Reed. The same thing was true with the Times Square bomber. You remember, he was a young man who was going to set the bomb off in Times Square. He went to Pakistan. They trained him on how to build a bomb, a smoke bomb. They trained him how to build a smoke bomb. You have to understand that the terrorist movement is thoroughly infiltrated with agent provocateurs, and all of these are examples of when they've actually, in my estimation, they've certainly did not want these bombs to go off, and so they trained, either built the bombs or trained people to build bombs that would not go off. But there was a handler, certainly, behind the underwear bomber, and then, of course, there were stories about there was a gentleman, an older gentleman with the Jeffrey there, the shooter in Arizona. But we don't know much more about that. It was mentioned the first day and then completely forgot about it. The fact that they brought in a Judith Clark to act as his attorney, she covered up the most important part of Ted Kaczynski. She was Ted Kaczynski's attorney. What was the most important part about Ted Kaczynski? Ted Kaczynski was the victim of a CIA mind control experiment. I think he went to Harvard University, and there he volunteered for this program. And they got him in, and they simply destroyed his belief in everything. He was a victim of CIA mind control. They destroyed his belief in God and in family and in country, and they programmed him. Now, this there's a book written about this, and you can go up on the Internet and check out and see, is it possible that Ted Kaczynski was under CIA mind control? Of course he was. Was that ever brought out of the trial? Do you ever remember hearing it? Well, of course not. And you're not going to hear about it. So I wonder why they brought in the same woman who covered up the truth about Ted Kaczynski being under CIA mind control to, of course, represent the Arizona shooter, Jeffrey. Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. No, he's calling us from Illinois. Tim's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Ted. Tim, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Doing great. Well, on the... obviously, to me, this was all orchestrated by the Clinton administration. It's Hillary Clinton running the show, not Obama, especially since she came out with this latest rant. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't.
Well, she was screaming at an irate voice where she thinks it's horrible for this administration to deem someone as unpatriotic if they don't agree with the administration. The same old garbage, but I'm pretty convinced when I saw, here we have the state where we were allowed to Jan Brewer there in Arizona. They found a state where they could pull off these scams like New York with 9/11. Jan Brewer and Obama. This was all orchestrated by the government as a diversion.
Well, we can't prove that, though, Tim. We can wonder, and certainly remember
right.
that the president really is a figurehead. I don't really personally believe that Hillary Clinton controls Obama. I think they're controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If we condemn the whole government, then, of course, what are we going to cling to? Basically, it's not the government. It is the invisible government, the people who work behind the scenes, who are really responsible for what's going on. So never confuse the government with the invisible government or the Brotherhood of Darkness. But anyway, certainly we don't know what it is. I just don't think we've been told the truth about it, and we may never know the truth, but there's stronger cult ties to this, and we'll be getting into that much more next week when we have our good friend William Kennedy with us. Anything else?
Well, about the Joe Wheeler, are you familiar with that story?
No, I'm not.
Well, the ex-Pentagon George Bush administration.
Oh, you're talking about the gentleman they found in the dumpster?
Right, in Delaware,
right.
In the landfill.
Well, I wouldn't be... I mean, obviously, there are all sorts of things going on. Never forget Ron Brown, the Secretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration, who went down in a plane, but he died from a bullet wound in his head, and the pathologist who discovered the bullet wound destroyed his military career, and he was just simply... everybody was associated with telling the story about the bullet in Ron Brown's head, got into trouble. Remember Vince Foster? There were about 100 people about 50 people who died under very mysterious circumstances related to Bill Clinton. In fact, there was even a list about that, and his girlfriend even said that she was actually Linda Tripp. Monica Lewinsky said that Linda Tripp had put a list of all these people who died under strange circumstances on her seat and said, "Do you really want to challenge, I guess Monica Lewinsky put that on Linda's Tripp's chair and said, you really want to challenge Bill Clinton. Anyway, anything else?
Well, one last thing. You have to be pretty naive not to realize that our country is still under high corruption. Everything is corrupt.
Oh.
When you have the drug dealers like the Clintons at a high position like the State Department, that'd be the last person you'd want there. Hillary Clinton in the State Department?
I know. Well, basically, it's all political theater. It's all showbiz.
Okay, boss. Thanks,
God bless. Okay, let's go to Jeff calling us from Lansing, Michigan. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Hey, just had a couple comments. And then just kind of wanted to throw it over to you and see if you had any insight into what I say here. I just been looking at kind of the big picture of America in the world over the past, say, 50 years, and how our military, ever since World War II, like you've repeated often, has bases in how many countries in the world? Like 137.
Over 130 is the figure, between 130 and 140.
Okay, and you've talked about before how you see the forces behind the scenes wanting to harness our power, our military, economic, and our position basically in the world to wield power over the entire world at some point in the future.
Yes, basically what we're doing is putting people in positions in all of these countries who go along with a one world government, and then they really want to instill the one world government, and then they're, of course, going to destroy this country.
Right, and I see the way that when things happen here in America, they have reverberations all over the world, like, for instance, 9/11. So 9/11 happens, and we know it only takes two eyes to see what really happened there. It was an embellishment upon the attack. You can see maybe the terrorists did fly the planes into the building, but that's not what brought them down, you know.
I'm not even sure that the terrorists crashed the planes into the building. I'm not sure what happened. We may never know. But
right. But you can see we're not getting the truth.
Right.
But that event has reverberations all over the world.
Sure.
Iraq, Afghanistan, other countries around the world are affected because our military is mobilized at that point.
Right.
So we see all this, and we see what it's going towards, the one world government. And the economic policies and everything are all going towards that, to bring down our middle class, to make it into a poor and elite, and, you know, to combine all the economies of the world, and how the Internet is connecting everything up. And everything is based here. I mean, I heard about the databases that are set up in Washington State or near Seattle over there, and they're like three buildings, and each one is 3 football fields long. And if there's enough memory in those 3 buildings to keep all the information of everyone on Earth, you know, and, I mean, we see all this, and it's almost like our country is being set up to be the headquarters, you know.
We are the headquarters, Jeff. People have to understand that the headquarters of this whole move towards world government is right here in the United States, in partnership, of course, with England, the Anglo-American establishment. Their goal is to bring about this one world government, one world religion, and of course to install the coming world leader. This has been the plan of the secret societies for thousands of years, and it's coming to fulfillment today. We're living in the most exciting time in history.
And you see this, and I want to just point this out, because there have been a million theories about where is America in Bible prophecy? Where is America in Bible prophecy? We don't know. Oh, we could be Babylon. We could be this. We could be that. But I would just want to point out that in Daniel, in chapter 7, there is the horn of the fourth beast, okay, which most people agree it's the Roman Empire. And there's a horn that comes up out of the fourth beast, and it subdues or uproots 3 horns. Okay? Now, looking back at the formation of this country, 3 major European world powers had roots set down in this country. Spain, England, and France. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, we will never know, and you may be entirely right, but it's conjecture, and it's going to be fascinating as we see it unfold, but I've got a full board. Parting thought before I let you go, Jeff.
Yep, I just wanted to point that out, that it looks like America uprooted the 3, and if this becomes geographically the like I said, the headquarters of this coming world government, then it fits right in with Daniel.
Well, we've got to see, and we'll know probably before too many years have gone by. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling and for your thoughts. Let's go to Tony calling from San Jose. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Tony.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan. It's always so nice to hear you, especially when you sound real healthy. And
well, I am. I'm doing pretty well, considering everything.
Well, I'm so glad. I just thank God for you every day. I want you to know that. I got kind of mad at you the other day, actually.
Well, why'd you get mad at me?
Oh, I was watching a conference that you did on the... Oh, it was on YouTube. I forget where it was. But you were, it was with Alex Jones in Santa Cruz, and you made a remark about, I'm 81 and I'm not going to be around for much longer, or something to that effect, and I got real mad.
All right, fine. Well, let's hope that I'm wrong. Let's hope we'll be around a little bit longer anyway. But you have to realize that we are all mortal, but of course, what a privilege it is to have a voice at a time like this.
Well, I don't know what we'd do without you.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, don't get angry with me.
I don't want you talking like that.
All right. We won't talk like that again.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, did you have a question or comment, Tony?
Oh, I you had a previous caller, and I enjoyed listening to him. He was talking about Planet X or Nibiru.
Right.
That's something that Emmanuel Velikovsky kind of got into, and that Zachariah Sitchin just loved to get off into that, too. And I just think it's just a lot of hooey myself, and I tend to agree with you. Because there's just too many biblical prophecies that have not been fulfilled yet. And like your previous caller was bringing up a few things in Daniel, I don't necessarily agree with what he said, because Daniel goes on to talk about how the Antichrist is going to come from that portion of the kingdom, the four kingdoms that come out of Alexander the Great's kingdom, which is, and there's also something in there specific about the Seleucid kingdom. And I don't really, I know you got a whole board, I don't want to get into it.
Okay, it's just sort of a, we argue back and forth, and I'm not that smart at it anyway, so I'd rather stick to things I know about. Anything I'd like to say, Tony?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of hysteria coming up next year, 2012, about all this. And, and that's all it's going to be, is it's a lot of hysteria. Paul made it pretty clear in 2 Thessalonians that the end isn't going to come until two things happen first. And there's going to be, basically, there's going to be a falling away, the apostasy of the church, and then the son of perdition, and that's the king of the new world order, or whatever you want to call him, is going to sit in the temple of God and blaspheme God, declare himself to be God. And until that happens, this planet's going to still keep spinning.
I think so, and I get people all the time telling me that God's told them exactly when the Earth's going to end. There was one fellow, it was the first part of last year, and he was furious because I wouldn't put him on. He wanted to warn everybody that he had the exact date, it's going to happen. And well, we're still here. Anyway, God bless, Tony, and talk to you real soon.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks so much. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, we've got A.J. calling from Cleveland. Hi, A.J., how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You listen to a shortwave or Internet?
I listen to you on the Internet and sometimes on the radio.
Okay, very good. Well, basically, how do you hear us on the radio?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
They may come up and we'll have to put them in, but basically if you, we hope many of you, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you believe in our message and would like to support us, remember why we have actually almost 60 outlets every single week, and we've got to feed all those radio stations. So if you'd like to give us a hand, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly you can hear us on the internet, you can hear us on shortwave, you can hear us on radio stations, you can hear us actually on the telephone if you have unlimited minutes, or iPhone, you can listen to us 24 hours a day. So the means of getting the information is there. It's your job to help us disseminate information. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Now, certainly, we hope that if you have not yet read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why it will help you to understand the spiritual component of what's going on today. Because what's behind so much of what's going on are powerful spiritual forces. In other words, this is not simply political or ideological or cultural. But behind this are the spiritual forces that direct the course of world affairs. And then, of course, we carry Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, John Stormer's little book, None Dare Call It Treason, and then my DVD on population control, None Dare Call It Genocide. And you have to understand there really is a program out there to kill off most of the people in the world, and you need to help us get that information out. You need to get people to understand that there is a threat, and it's not necessarily from Planet X, although there may be something to it. I haven't looked into it, but I think that the really important threat is the fact that they have already killed hundreds of millions of people, and they intend to kill billions of people more. And, of course, this takes us into the Georgia Guidestones, the message inscribed there by this secret society that Mr. R.C. Christian represented. And, of course, I believe R.C. Christian is a pseudonym for Rosicrucian. And most people don't understand the Rosicrucian faith. They don't understand Gnosticism. And that's why we want you to listen to our programs and get the information. But basically, we do hope you want to get my material on population control. My talk on, it's a DVD, Planned Population Reduction. My talk, None Dare Call It Genocide, and my talk on population control. We also have a monograph. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. You can get it at my website for nothing. Or if you get something from us, you'd like a free copy of the Population Control Agenda Monograph, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. And feel free to go ahead and duplicate it and help us to get the information out. Because we are not talking about an imaginary threat. We're talking about a very real threat, about people who want to kill off billions of people. And how do we know they want to kill off billions of people? Because they talk about wanting to kill off billions of people. And the information is there, the documentation is there, whether it be certainly Jacques Cousteau, who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And we have the copies of the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991, UNESCO Courier, November 1991, you could get your copy of that. That where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as saying, we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. And then Barbara Mox Hubbard talking about, in her book, the original transcript of Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, how a quarter of the world population is going to have to be eliminated. And then she goes on to say, but that's not your job. That is my dear, because we are the riders of the pale horse, death. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of our good friend Orlean Kula, who's written the book By Stealth and Deception, going into how they're trying to do away with the sovereignty of our nation little bit by little bit and merging us into the North American community, the Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and doing away with our national sovereignty. But this is certainly part of this whole movement to bring about the one world government, because the major force behind the European Union was the people here in the United States, with the help, of course, our good friends over in England. The whole idea is to betray the American people, but to use the financial and military power of the United States and Great Britain. Have you ever noticed whenever we go to war, why Britain's always right there with us? When Great Britain went to war in the Falkland Islands, the only country in the world that backed them was the United States. But you have to understand that there really is an agenda out there. It's all about world government. It's a dream that's been around for ages, but it's coming to fruition today. In fact, we had certainly on the radio 2 days ago, Lord Monckton, I guess it was just yesterday, a member of the House of Lords, and Lord Monckton, very articulate. He was at Cancun and at the meeting, or Cancun there at the meeting about a month or so ago, where they actually agreed, all the countries of the world basically agreed, for all intents and purposes, to form a world government, and certainly to basically to start paying into this fund about 1.5% of the gross national product of every nation, which would of course be trillions of dollars that would be utilized to bring about this world government. And it's all in the name, of course, of dealing and addressing the fraudulent claim of global warming. And what is really so amazing, if you read the press reports of what happened at Cancun, why, of course, none of this was mentioned. The reporters did not mention it. Certainly the press releases did not mention it. For some strange reason, why, of course, the average individual has no idea. In fact, everything that has been brought forward has simply been a lie. And certainly, Lord Monckton has served in government. He's written treaties. He understands the language that these people use. Well, basically, we seem to be having difficulty forgetting our guest this evening, Orlean Kula, and I'm going to ask certainly our producer to give my wife a call. Maybe she can track her down, or we have another telephone number. But both the telephone numbers don't answer. And Orlean, maybe he can try again. But if not, why, we'll simply Well, we hope that Orlean will call in. If not, you're going to have to do open lines because I have nothing prepared. So if you're out there across America listening to us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Lord Mockton, certainly one of my favorite guests, and he speaks so clearly with a great deal of authority. A.O. is a peer of the empire and certainly a loyal British subject. And yet, of course, he recognizes that the future of the world will not be determined by Great Britain. It will be determined by America. And, of course, he even carries a copy of the Constitution with him. He's in contact with the leaders of the Republican majority there in the House of Representatives and trying to encourage them and let them understand what was agreed. The agreement's been made. It doesn't matter whether the people in America want it, whether Congressman wants it. If they don't act quickly, why, we are going to lose our sovereignty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to get hold of Orlean Coolum, so we're going to have to depend upon those of you in the listening audience to give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And buried within the report that came out of Cancun was basically stipulations that there would be a supranational bureaucracy that would control the climate and industry and really every aspect of all the nations of the world in the name of course, protecting us from the terrible CO2, which makes up 0.038% of 1%. That's 38 thousandths of 1% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. Oh, it's increased. It used to be only 28 thousandths of a percent, and now it's 38 thousandths of a percent. It'd probably go up to 4 or 5%, and we wouldn't have any problem at all. But of course, what people do not understand is that CO2 is an essential element in the life cycle. People breathe out CO2, and then, of course, the plants absorb CO2, and the CO2 is there in the atmosphere. It's absorbed by plants. But, of course, the thing that keeps CO2 fairly level is the oceans. And what people don't understand is that the major source of CO2 is not what man does. Oh, man only makes up a small, very small, a fraction of a percent of that 0.038 38 thousandths of 1%. Where does the rest of the CO2 come from? Does it come from certainly from animals? No, it comes from the ocean, and basically the ocean is a great sink. And the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide. And when, of course, it's cold, why the ocean absorbs the carbon dioxide. But when the climate heats up, and it heats up because of the sun and the sun's activities, and when you heat up a solution, a carbonated solution, what happens? Why, of course, the carbon dioxide comes out of solution. You have a bottle of Coca-Cola, you heat it up, and if you don't take the top off, it's going to explode, and because of the CO2 coming out of solution. And that is really, Chris, what really happens when you have the global warming because of the sun's activity. Why, of course, the ocean is heated, CO2 is given off, and if you look at the charts, you find out CO2 does not rise before you get global warming. It warms after you get global warming. And if you look at Al Gore's charts, this is what happens, but he's simply lying because he's making a lot of money, and he's a wicked and evil man. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines for this hour. We haven't been able to get Orlean. They say she's in Grants Pass, Oregon, and maybe she forgot to call us. But anyway, we've got Bud calling from Flint, Michigan. So, Bud, how are you doing? And do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I was calling about something you had said, I think it was yesterday, when you had that woman that wrote that book about the ABCs of globalism. She had said something about theosophists saying something about Osama bin Laden ruling America. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, basically, of course, the woman was Deborah Ray. The book was The ABCs of Globalism, and, of course, she has a section there on theosophy. But what was it about theosophy that you wanted to know about?
Well, you had said, made a comment about something about they were saying that someone about Osama bin Laden in America being America's president or something like that.
No. Basically, the Theosophists are they're not really a secret society, although most people have no idea they exist. They were organized back in the 1870s by a woman named Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Okay, she's one of the major forces, really, and shaped the modern world. And basically, she was a Luciferian. She believed that Lucifer was God, and we worship Lucifer. And she was a medium. She had supernatural capacity. People sort of poo-poo this sort of thing, but that's really not true. She did have supernatural capacities, at least these are the stories that are told, and she had many followers. People, suddenly very prominent writers like Arthur Conan Doyle have wrote the Sherlock Holmes series, and certainly Henry Ford, and basically Henry Ford would go into these trances, self-induced trances. He'd come up with some of the most wonderful ideas, like the motion picture and electric light bulbs, and nobody's going to tell you that these all came from his meditation tapping into the other dimension. And there's a great deal to suggest that Nikola Tesla was tapping into the same forces. We do know, of course, that in this last century, Margaret Sanger, the 20th century, Margaret Sanger, Adolf Hitler are both disciples of hers, certainly. Henry Wallace was tied into this. Nicholas Roark was tied into this. And, of course, Henry Wallace was very close to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But these were all people who were simply tapping into the other dimension. But Theosophy is certainly prevalent today. Now, there is a woman named Corrine McLaughlin. And Corrine McLaughlin is very close to, and she works with the Lucius Trust, which is an outgrowth of the Theosophical Society, and it was organized by Alice Bailey, who was a Theosophist. And Corrine McLaughlin, writing before the last election, had said that people of her disposition within the New Age, the occult movement, had been actually praying that Barack Obama would become the President of the United States, had been praying for many years. And I think that may be what you're referring to. But basically, most people think, well, it's the bankers that put Barack Obama in, and there's certainly a great deal of truth to that. And people like George Soros certainly put up a great deal of money, and the media was solidly behind Barack Obama. But what people really don't understand, in my estimation, are that there are powerful spiritual forces behind Barack Obama as well. And this is really manifested in the essays written by Corrine McLaughlin. They were posted up on the internet. They're not there now, but if you ever need them, we actually quote them and we actually have them available through Radio Liberty. Anything else?
Are you familiar with any of Walid Shabbat's books? Preferably he wrote a book called God's War on Terror. I mean, I know you've had him on the show as a guest.
Now, what's his name?
Walid Shabbat.
Oh, Walid Shabbat. I've read his books, and he's a very, very good spokesman. In fact, I was thinking of getting him on again sometime soon. What was the point you wanted to make?
I know you guys have said that, you know, how the CIA is pretty much promoting Islam, the radical form of Islam in the world, I agree with that, but his take is basically that, you know, the Antichrist is going to be the Mahdi, and Islam is the Antichrist religion.
Well, I would not disagree. I'm not sure that that's correct, but he may very well be right. I mean, he studied this a great deal. I do believe, of course, that probably the Antichrist is alive somewhere in the world today, and he will be pushed into a position of prominence, of course. But we know from 2 Thessalonians 2 that Christ will not come until the man of sin has appeared, and certainly I believe that man of sin is the Antichrist, and then of course they're going to have to go ahead and build the temple, because when the Antichrist is going into the temple, this is told in the prophecies, we're just going to have to wait and see this play out. But I think there's certain specific things, certain signposts along the way we can see. Certainly it was prophesied, you know, thousands of years ago, the Jews would return to the Holy Land. They have returned to the Holy Land. It was prophesied that certainly the language there would be Hebrew, and the language is Hebrew. It was prophesied that the currency in this newly created society would be the shekel, and it is the shekel. And there are just so many things that are happening today that go right along with the ancient prophecies. And, of course, I think certainly, you know, 2,000 years ago when John wrote the Revelation, could you think they could have imagined a time where you'd either be able to buy or sell unless you had some sort of a mark or number? And yet they have that capacity today, and I think it's only a matter of time before we will not be able to allow it to buy or sell unless we have a number. It's unfortunately, but we're moving rapidly towards what I believe the fulfillment of prophecy, and I think it's exciting to see it unfold, and it only strengthens my belief in the validity of the scriptures. Anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
God bless. Well, let's go to Marty, who's calling from Texas. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. It's Maggie, not Marty.
It's Maggie. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Well, somebody got two D's in there, so it's Gigi. Okay. Maggie. Okay, Maggie.
The other evening, you had a gentleman on talking about the Georgia Guidestones, and you weren't taking questions at the time. But I was interested in, I believe this gentleman gave... three people on his list who R.C. Christian might be, and another guest previously had speculated that he might actually be Ted Turner. And I just wondered how anyone could seriously entertain the idea that he was Ted Turner when everyone knows what Ted Turner looks like. Now, I would expect Turner to be among the backers, but I don't think he could walk into some granite office and not be recognized.
I don't think so either. Let me tell you what Van, and the guest was Van Smith, and Van had said, you know, he mentioned the names of two people, and the only person who knows the true identity of this gentleman was the bank president. And the first two names, he said, no, it's not him, it's not him. And then when he mentioned Ted Turner, and the bank president said, oh, I know Ted Turner. Yeah, in fact, I've got a box there at the stadium there where Ted Turner's Atlanta Braves play. But he didn't deny it was Ted Turner, and I think Van just jumped to the conclusion. There are a number of sites up on the Internet. If you have access to a computer and you put in Georgia Guidestones Ted Turner, a number of people have suggested this, but I agree with you. I think that Ted Turner might very well have something to do with this, but he is not R.C. Christian. We don't know whether he had anything to do with it, but we do know he believes in population control, but I don't think he's a Rosicrucian, although he might have. He's fabulously wealthy. He's the largest single landowner in the United States today, and certainly fabulously wealthy, but he's just a tragic individual, and we really need to pray for him. I mean, but he really believes in population control. At one time, he talked about wanting to get the world population down to 200,000 people. Now, pardon me, 200 million people. He's relented and said there might be a billion or 2 billion. But he really is one of these pragmatists who thinks that man is going to be able to make a utopian society, not realizing that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. But he doesn't believe in God. That's one reason why he and Jane Fonda split up. But I think you're absolutely right. But I think that the Georgia Guidestones are going to be a key to a real understanding of what's going on. And our good friend Chris Pinto is putting together a DVD. Actually, he went to to Elberton along with Van Smith, and they accumulated a lot of information. And there's no question at all, the secret society is the Rosicrucians. And certainly that's what R.C. Christian stood for, was Rosicrucian. So this is the work of a secret society that wants to kill off most of the people in the world. Okay, anything else, Maggie?
Yes, I just learned something very startling today. It was news to me, anyway. Apparently, Ted Turner's daughter, whose name is Laura Seidel, S-E-Y-D-E-L, is an environmental activist and an opponent of water fluoridation.
Well, good for her. Good, in fact, you know, I don't know if you saw, but just this last week, the EPA came out and said that we were putting too much fluoride in. They lowered it from 0.1 part per million. They said it was okay 4 parts per million. Now they're going to down to 0.75 percent of 1, 75, 0.75%. So basically, they know what they're doing. And they're afraid that they're going to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Let me get our telephone number out again. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Okay.
Maggie, anything else you want to say?
No, just thank you for everything you do, and I...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1 ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finish, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Forgot about the program we have here. She was supposed to have given us another telephone number, and well, those things happen. So it's open lines, and we certainly look forward to your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Herman was calling on the Mormon faith. Now, I stipulated I never knew a Mormon I didn't like. I mean, I think it's the people are wonderful. At least everyone I've ever known. I did have a secretary at one time who's, I think her uncle was a member of the 12 apostles or whatever they call them, and he was a pretty, not a very nice individual, and she had left the faith because he had forced her to have an abortion and divorced the man, the only man she ever really loved, because he was Jewish, and he was willing to join the Mormon faith, but she insisted that, that he actually, that she would divorce him, and she did, but of course she never forgave him or the Mormon faith for it. But the problem with the Mormon faith, not that it doesn't produce good people, but these people are, in my estimation, doomed, because of course they believe falsely they can become as God. They believe that they're Christians, but they do not have a personal relationship with our Lord. So they do not accept him as a divine, as a son of God, but only simply as one of the sons of God, who, like they can become gods. And of course that was the message in the Garden of Eden, and the Mormon says, as Christ was, I am. As Christ is, I can become. You can become a God. That is the message, the false message. That's the message that you'll get if you read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. And, of course, that's a wonderful story. But remember, it's written to glorify the occult. And, of course, supposedly the professor who's the hero of the book, he doesn't have any belief. He lives a life more or less without hope until he finally gets a secret. And that is that he is God. And at that time, when he has to accept that there really is a supernatural element out there, and that he can tap into that supernatural element, at that time, he has hope. And it's really sort of a false, very false belief. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I'd like to ask the question, Dr. Stan. Now, you know, you've given us your view of where Mormons veer off the path of Christianity. But in terms of having somebody become president, we have all kinds of people running for political office who do not necessarily have an Orthodox view of Christianity. So at least in the Mormon faith, they uphold the Constitution. Would you rather see an atheist that...
No, I would have to admit that I would far rather see a Mormon there, a moral individual, as the president, than, of course, somebody who was an atheist, or so many of the people we've had who are frankly anti-Christian. So, it's not a very good choice. It's a choice between being shot or being hung, but I would have my preference, and I would certainly concur with your thoughts there, Herman.
Okay, well, thanks for your thoughts.
Okay, God bless, and thanks
okay,
very bye much.
Bye.
Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, this is the time when of course, you can get on very easily. We don't have anything prepared, and so we'll be glad to talk to you if you have any questions or thoughts, or because, of course, you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got Joe calling from New York. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a 4-week-old baby, and, they want to vaccinate her. They actually started the hepatitis B vaccine on her. I'm anti-vaccine. My fiance is all for it. So there's a conflict there. But my question is, I've been researching a little bit, and apparently the pharmaceutical companies are making dimerosal pre-vaccines. Is that for all of them or just certain ones?
Well, basically, of course, they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. They've left it, of course, in the influenza vaccine. They want to give it 6 months of age. And I hope that, of course, they've recommended it for pregnant women. I hope your fiancé did not get a thimerosal shot, a mercury shot when she was pregnant, because that can influence the child. But there's more to it than that. The vaccines contain aluminum. They're designed to create an inflammatory response. And, of course, basically what happens is that that inflammatory response is carried over into the brain. It has a separate infection system, and then you get swelling of the brain and damage. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Joe calling in from New York. So, Joe, basically what happens is every time you take a vaccine, why, of course, you get inflammation of the brain, and this does damage. And this is beautifully discussed by our good friend Russell Blaylock. We have a DVD put out called Vaccines, Vaccines and Brain Development. He goes into this in great detail. And, of course, this is all backed up by multiple scientific studies. And, of course, if you get measles, why your brain is going to get swollen. Have you ever noticed that when you get the flu, you feel sort of logy and you just you don't think too clearly? Have you ever noticed when you get a bad cold that happens? That's a manifestation of the inflammation of your brain that comes with that. Well, that's just part and parcel of it. But when you take, say, an MMR, what do? You get three separate infections. So you get three times as much inflammation in the brain. And then lots of times they give MMR and DPT all together. Now you got six infections. Or they give MMR and DPT and Hib and Haemophilus influenza. They get eight infections, eight insults to the brain at one time. Now some people can get by with it, some can't. But the studies have been done, and there's no question. Our friend Barbara Lowe Fisher for the Vaccine Information Center has a lot of great information. You want to go to her the Vaccine Information Center website, and they actually hired people from the University of Illinois to analyze a double-blind, not knowing who they were, of people who had taken vaccines and people who had not been vaccinated. And they found that there was something like 11 or 12 times more allergy, more asthma, more neurological problems in those that had been vaccinated than those who hadn't. Now, of course, then when you compare people who are vaccinated with mercury-containing vaccines and non-mercury-containing vaccines, then you really get into problems. But certainly you can get an influenza vaccine without mercury in it, but you still are going to get into problems because it's producing an altered immune response, and of course you lay people open to autoimmune disease. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Joe calling from Rome, New York, and he's asking about vaccines. He has a 4-week-old child?
Yes.
All right, fine. And so basically, we know, for instance, that one child in nine in America has asthma. One child in 11 or 12 has eczema, allergic manifestations. One child in six has a neurodevelopmental abnormality and or learning disability. One boy in 66 has autism one child, somewhere between 1 in 96 and 1 in 100, has autism, overall children, but it's much more frequent in boys, so that's why it's 1 in 66. And there's been an explosion of type 1 diabetes, which is autoimmune disease and arthritis, and you just don't see this in children who haven't been vaccinated. You do not see it in the Amish children. You don't see it in the Mennonite children. And Barbara Lowe Fisher's studies, these were actually done by the University of Illinois, and this is all covered on her website at the Vaccine Information Center. In fact, we're carrying a book. I can't give you the title of it. We just got it in. I've read it. I've been trying to get it for a long time, but it's a very, very, very good book, and it will tell you, in essence, what I have told you. Also, we have a talk I gave called The Specter Haunting America. That's The Specter Haunting America. And it will give you the same information and point out that this is the reason we see an explosion of autoimmune disease. And certainly with the combination of fluoridated water and, of course, the mercury-containing vaccines they give to our elderly, the influenza vaccines, why we're seeing an explosion of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And it's criminal what's going on. And the fact your fiancé doesn't believe in this is simply because the propaganda is out there. Most doctors don't know what I've said. The studies have been done. There's no question. We have the Simpsonwood report through our ministry. It was a top secret CDC report. They didn't want anybody to ever see it. But it was held in Simpsonwood, Georgia in the year 2000. And they had all the experts on vaccines from the CDC and from the vaccine manufacturers. And they came to the conclusion that vaccines containing mercury were harmful, and comparing children with vaccines and mercury-containing vaccines and not mercury-containing vaccines. And the question was not did it harm, but how are we going to keep the public from learning about it? And they did everything they could to keep this report from being published. And you've probably never heard about it, but actually Congressman Weldon got the CDC to release it. Dr. Blaylock got it, put it up on the Internet. And you can get it off the Internet or you can get it bound from us. And then, of course, we've got a couple of newsletters going into the background of certainly the Dan Burton speech before the Congress. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull down Dan Burton's speech on thimerosal. And there's just no question it's harmful. So they can say, well, we've taken the thimerosal out of childhood vaccines, and that's true. But they've left the thimerosal in vaccines given to children. That's criminal, and they know what they're doing. And with the new CDC schedule, which was introduced after they'd removed the thimerosal from childhood vaccines, with a new schedule, by the time you're 18, you'll get twice as much thimerosal as you would have before they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. It's criminal.
Okay, Dr. Stan, can I ask you one more thing?
Sure you can. Once again, let's get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, open lines, but Joe, go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now if I, go through this vaccination thing, which I probably will because she's totally, against not having her vaccinated, but is there something I can, is there some type of supplement or anything that I can give my baby to extract the metals from her body, like charcoal, activated charcoal? There's like a formula. It's drops. You put it in the baby's tongue, and it's supposed to extract, all these dangerous metals from the infant's baby.
I really don't know whether activated charcoal would do anything. They're chelating things. The difficulty is, you see, some children, first of all, they probably, unless you take the influenza vaccine, you're not going to get a significant amount of mercury. And for the children who do get mercury, it really depends upon their glutathione levels. And glutathione, actually, if you've got a good glutathione, you can excrete the mercury, but some people don't. And so this is why not every child got into problem taking vaccines. But there are certain children that cannot handle the mercury, and first they can't excrete it, and it gets into their brains. This is terrible problems. The problem that you're going to be facing is not mercury unless you take the influenza vaccine. The problem you're going to face is the brain inflammation that comes from the artificial stimulation of the immune system, because basically you artificially stimulate the immune system with most vaccines. Certainly the polio vaccine was the best conceived vaccine. In fact, it would have been the perfect vaccine if they hadn't put a, or at least allowed the circulation of a vaccine with a cancer-producing virus in it that now infects about a third of the people in the country. But there's not much you could do. If you're going to go ahead and take the vaccines, and just if the child gets into problems, then, of course, there would be a very definite place for things that can be done in the way of lowering her female hormones or testosterone, because it's children with who get autism, girls get a high testosterone level. You've got to lower that, lower the estrogen level, and then they'll excrete the mercury on their own. All you can do, really, Joe, at this point, if you're going to go ahead with the vaccines, is pray. Some children will have the vaccines not and be perfectly all right. But when one child in nine has asthma, and one child in 11 or 12 has severe allergies, why, you know very well we're doing a tremendous amount of harm. You just don't see this. You see it maybe, you know, maybe one child in, maybe 100, 125 will have asthma in the children who aren't vaccinated. If she's willing to take the gamble, you know, I realize it's a difficult situation for you, but that child needs a father.
Yeah, I do a lot of praying over. You know, I always pray for a hedge of protection over.
Well, you keep right on praying.
I heard maybe omega-3s or something like that.
Oh,
it's a blocker.
Well, I really...
Like cod liver oil and stuff like that.
I don't really think that that's going to... It's the inflammation you're really worried about.
There's no supplement to block it, huh?
No, there's no real supplement to block it, and you're just going to have to wait and see. If she gets into problems, there are things that you can do, but... all you can just do is just pray at this point. I mean, if I were you, I would not have the vaccines, but apparently
you
have
no choice. How do I obtain a religious exemption?
How do you get a religious exemption? Well, you have to certainly, just have to, I would go to Brad Dacus here at the Pacific Justice Foundation. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
Okay, Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Foundation. DACUS, and they'll tell you how to get the forms for religious exemption, okay?
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
For your time.
Okay, thanks so much, and keep us posted, Joe, will you?
Okay, God bless.
Okay, let's go to Donna calling us from New Orleans. Hi, Donna, how are you doing? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Donna, how are things down there in New Orleans?
Pretty good.
What about, you see, we hear stories here about a lot of people down in that neck of the woods are getting sick from the core exit. Is that really true, or is that a lot of hype?
Far as I know, nobody is. But
all right, fine. Well, and you live in New Orleans, so, we'll take your word for it. So do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Concerning Alan Keyes, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Alan Keyes?
Yes, he's part of the Brotherhood or Dark
No, I don't know about Alan Keyes. I mean, he is one of the most brilliant individuals I've ever encountered.
That's what I think.
and he is probably one of the greatest orators of modern times. And I've heard him speak many times, and I've been on my feet applauding him. Personally, I've met him and talked to him. He is a magnificent communicator talking with a large group of people. He's not a good communicator person to person, but he's a brilliant individual. And I simply, I hope he's what he purports to be. That's all I can tell you. I have questions. He was basically, when he went to Harvard, and he Harvard graduate, his roommate was a man named William Crystal. And, of course, William Crystal is the son of Irvin Crystal, who is the father of the modern-day neoconservative movement. William Crystal runs a magazine for Rupert Murdoch, put up the, I've forgotten the exact name of it, but it's certainly a so-called conservative magazine. It really isn't. Basically, this is the neoconservative movement that wants to get us in war after war after war. But certainly I'm not suggesting that Alan Keyes is in that position at all, although he did support the war, and certainly and I disagree. I don't know how any Christian could support the war, but his position on the pro-life issue, he can articulate it better than anybody I've ever seen. If you've ever seen his debates on this, why, they're magnificent. I'm going to just say that I don't know. I hope he's what he purports to be. That's all I can tell you, Donna.
Okay, well, thank you. I was just wondering.
All right, fine. God bless and appreciate so much your calling.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And of course, it's open lines because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. We were going to be talking to Arlene about smart meters. Why do they call them smart meters? Well, basically, because they want you to think that there's something good about them. They're not. The purpose of the smart meter, I believe, is twofold. One, it is to raise the cost of your electricity. Why do they want to raise the cost of your electricity? Because electricity is very, very cheap to produce. Well, I mean, it can be produced, say, with a natural gas generator, just very, very low. Certainly, if they would not do everything they could to block nuclear energy, it can be produced very, very cheaply, and the same is true with hydroelectric. I mean, hydroelectric you can get for 1 or 2 cents per kilowatt. But they want to run the cost of electricity up because they want to lower your living standards. And, of course, they certainly want to drive energy-dependent industries out of this country. It's all part of this much larger plan. How do you understand it? Well, basically, if you read our sustainable development, we quote there extensively from an interview that Marie Strong gave to a reporter from the West magazine back in the early 90s. 1990s, and Marie Strong told this reporter that he had this recurrent dream that, of course, that mankind is destroying the Earth and mankind is not going to react normally or properly. He's not going to cut back on what he's doing. He's going to continue raping and pillaging the Earth. And so the only solution was to form a secret society. And that secret society then would collapse the stock market and plunge the world into chaos. But that was the proper thing to do. Now, basically, this is it's fascinating. You can read about it in a book called The Greening of, I think it's called The Greening, and it was written by Gary North many years ago. But we actually have the article, and we actually quote from extensively in our syllabus, but these people are intentionally destroying our society because they want to get back to a much more primitive type of society. In fact, this whole thing was really laid out by the group called the Club of Rome. It's an elitist. It's sort of like the CFR over in Europe. We have our CFR in the United States. They have the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, a counterpart. But the Club of Rome is a similar but parallel group. And back in 1970, 71, they wrote a book called The Limits of Growth. It was the whole idea that we were running out of air, we're running out of water, we're running out of oil, we're running out of iron ore, we're running out of lead ore, we're running out of copper oil, we're running out of everything, and we need sustainable development, and we've got to cut back on consumption, or else the world is going to be destroyed. And so there was the following year, then, in 1972, when they had the first Earth Summit meeting, and of course that was chaired by a man named Marie Strong, the man who had this recurrent dream we've talked about. And then, of course, for the next 20 years, they worked planning on how they were going to transform our society. Then, of course, in 1992, Prince Charles, and remember, the British crown is an important part of this whole shenanigans, the British crown very closely aligned with this, whether it's the Illuminati, they call them the Black Nobility, all the royal houses of Europe are tied into this thing, they're tied into banking. But basically, they all are sort of working towards this common goal of the world government under a ruling elite, And that's how they're going to reestablish their crowns. And but anyway, of course, the Prince Charles got together a lot of prominent people, financiers throughout the world. Al Gore was there. This is 1992 on the good ship Britannia. And, of course, Joan Vian, may she rest in peace, good friend, wrote a book called Prince Charles, a Sustainable Prince. It's well worthwhile reading. And she talks about this meeting that they had on Prince Charles's yacht where they hammered out the program that was being introduced at the second Earth Summit in 1992. Remember, the first Earth Summit, 1972, second Earth Summit, 1992, third Earth Summit, 20 years later, 2002. But anyway, the second Earth Summit, they laid out the program for sustainable development, for Agenda 21, for the Biodiversity Treaty, for the Desertification Treaty, and that, of course, treaty did pass, that turned over control of all the deserts of the world to the United Nations. The Law of the Sea Treaty did not pass, fortunately, at least so far, and I hope it never passes because it's going to turn over control of the oceans and everything in the oceans and all the fish and minerals and everything else to the United Nations. But the whole idea of using, they want to use the environment, all the problems with the environment, to create a supranational government. What is their goal? Why they want everything controlled by this supernatural government, by a massive bureaucracy that they will control. This is why the aristocracy, the black aristocracy, the British monarchy, and certainly the financiers and aristocrats throughout the world want a world government. They want to create, reinstitute a world monarchy, a regal set, a new aristocracy. The people don't understand that, but that's what it's really all about. And then in charge of that, of course, is going to be this spiritual leader. And of course, I'm sure many of them don't understand the spiritual implications of what they do, but they've been guided by dark spiritual forces for centuries as we move to the new world order, the new world religion, and the new world leader. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, this is the background of sustainable development, but this is what the smart meters are all about. The smart meters are aimed at raising the cost of electricity.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. and there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Because we know that at the University of Washington, when they wanted to put out a scientific paper on cell phones pointing out that they did DNA damage, why they were actually threatened. And fortunately, they did write some articles about being threatened. Why were they threatened? Because they don't want the people to understand that there's a plant program of population control. They want to produce cancer, and they want to suppress the treatments for cancer. And there are treatments. They've been suppressed for many years. If you haven't actually heard our talk, not my talk, it's a four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, or read the transcript that goes with that, you need to get that. Because back in 1969, Dr. Richard Day, and you can look him up on the Internet, he's a very real individual, he's passed away now, but back in 1969, Dr. Richard Day gave a talk in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he just talked about how they had the treatments for cancer, but there were too many people in the world, and people were going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer, and talked about how they were going to build inferior cars here in the United States so people would buy Japanese cars, and talked about how they were going to get the abortion legislation too so we could have abortion, because, of course, they wanted to encourage abortion. And they wanted sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex, and sex was to be recreation, having nothing to do with love or anything else, just something, an enjoyable experience, and to totally destroy the moral fabric of our society. The New Order of the Barbarians is must listening to. We have it in both four tape set and in CDs. We recommend this for you. And you can get it in transcript. You can just get the transcript if you want to. But you must understand we're dealing with organized evil. And once you understand that, so much of what we talk about really makes sense. Certainly, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's simple, it's easy to read, and we recommend it. Brotherhood of Darkness, Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason. Certainly, you'd want to get the DVD on the Watchers. It takes you into UFOs, cattle mutilations, interview with a doctor who's actually removed the implanted chips implanted by the aliens during alien abduction. Fascinating information that's called The Watchers. Fascinating DVD. We hope many of you out there, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not, why, of course, we hope you'll pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because really this is a spiritual battle, and I've been able to survive. I believe God's protected us, and I hope he'll continue protecting my family and certainly our supporters. And then, of course, we hope that you'll pray for the other Christian ministries and pray for the people who listen to our program, because they have a job. And that is to reach others, and we try to give you the information so that you can present it to others and in a non-offensive manner. Yes, there really is a conspiracy out there, but the common denominator is it's a conspiracy against God. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And if you want to do something about the shooting of Gabriella Gifford, what we need to do is get the Ten Commandments and God and prayer back in our schools. And that's the solution. And that's what you ought to be talking about. And call programs and write to your congressmen, your senators, and say, you can pass legislation. You don't have to go by what the court says. You have the power to do what's right and to stand up for God. And if you love God, introduce the legislation or support legislation to put the Ten Commandments back in our schools to honor Gabriella Gifford. And that's what we really need to do. And what a wonderful solution. Well, this is the time when we ask you to pray for America, to pray for a revival. to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.